Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been on a lot of people's minds in Sarasota: citizens insurance depopulation. It's one of those topics that sounds complicated, but it's actually really important if you own a home here or you're thinking about buying one. David, thanks for being here to break this down for us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so citizens insurance depopulation is a big deal right now. Basically, what's happening is citizens property insurance is actively working to reduce the number of policies they hold. They're doing this through a process called depopulation, where they're essentially pushing policies off their books and onto private insurers. And for homeowners, this creates some real challenges.
Okay, so when you say they're pushing policies off, what does that actually mean for someone sitting in their house in Sarasota right now? Like, what's going to happen to them?
Great question. So Citizens is basically saying, hey, we don't want to insure you anymore. They're non-renewing policies at a pretty aggressive rate. When your policy comes up for renewal, you might get a letter saying Citizens won't be renewing you. And here's the kicker. You then have to scramble to find private insurance. The problem is private insurers are also being selective and they're charging more. So homeowners are caught in this squeeze where their old policy is gone and they're paying higher premiums to get coverage elsewhere.
No kidding. So this isn't just inconvenient. It's actually hitting people's wallets pretty hard. Why is Citizens doing this in the first place? Like, what's their reasoning?
Citizens is the insurer of last resort in Florida. They're supposed to be the safety net when you can't get insurance anywhere else. But they've become so overwhelmed with policies that they're actually running at a loss. They're paying out more in claims than they're collecting in premiums. So the state and Citizens are trying to force people back into the private market to reduce Citizens' exposure. It's a business decision, but it's leaving a lot of homeowners in a tough spot.
I see. So if you're a buyer looking at properties in Sarasota, maybe you're looking at something in BLVD Sarasota or over in Longboat Key at properties like Sage or Aria. How does this depopulation issue actually affect your decision? Like, is this something you need to be thinking about before you buy?
Absolutely. Before you make an offer on a property, you need to understand what insurance situation you're walking into. If a home is currently insured by Citizens, you need to know that your renewal might not be guaranteed. You should talk to an insurance agent before you close and understand what private insurance options are available. For condos, and we see this a lot in places like The View or The Boulevard in Sarasota, you also need to look at the building's insurance situation. If the condo association is dealing with Citizens depopulation, or if they've been non-renewed, that's a red flag. It could impact your HOA fees or your ability to get insured at all.
Oh, wow. So this is actually bigger than just individual homeowners. It's affecting condo buildings and associations too. That's a really important point. So what should someone actually do if they're already a homeowner and they get one of these non-renewal letters from Citizens?
First, don't panic. You have options. Start reaching out to private insurers immediately. Get quotes from multiple companies. Some insurers are still willing to write policies in Sarasota, even with the challenges. You might also look into surplus lines insurers. They're less regulated, but they can fill gaps. And here's something people don't always think about. Review your coverage and your home's condition. If you've made improvements or if your home is in good shape, that can help you get better rates. Also, talk to a local insurance agent who knows the Sarasota market. They can navigate this way better than trying to do it yourself.
That's really practical advice. So basically, be proactive, don't wait until your renewal hits, and get professional help. You know what I think is so cool about what you're saying, and I mean this genuinely, is that this isn't just doom and gloom. There are actually steps people can take. They're not helpless in this situation.
Exactly. And look, the real estate market in Sarasota is still strong. People are still buying homes in great neighborhoods and in quality condos. But you have to go into it with your eyes open. Understand the insurance landscape. Factor it into your buying decision. And if you're already a homeowner, stay on top of your renewal dates. Don't get caught off guard.
David, this has been really helpful. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate having this broken down in a way that actually makes sense. Before we wrap up, is there anything else you think people should know about Citizens insurance depopulation that we haven't touched on.
Just one more thing. Stay informed. The insurance landscape in Florida is changing. Follow local news, talk to your real estate agent, and don't hesitate to reach out to professionals. This is a temporary challenge, but it's a real one. Being informed is your best defense.
Perfect. Well, David Liberatore, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. Really appreciate you being here and making this topic accessible. If you're looking for more information about the Sarasota real estate market, including our guides on properties like Sage Longboat Key, Aria Longboat Key, or condos like The View and the BLVD, head over to the website. And thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. We'll catch you next time.